Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Golf.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Golf. The Tigers take a four-match win streak to the SEC Championships coming up at St. Simon's Island Seaside Golf Course. We're talking with, of course, Tigers head coach Nick Kleiner. Tigers ranked number one currently in the country, coming off of a dominant win at the Mossy Oak Collegiate. Did you have an idea going in, coach, of the way that Auburn would win that tournament and win it in such a dominating fashion?
No chance. No chance. I thought we'd win by that many shots, but the guys played great. You know, Andy, was a new lineup. I think we talked about a little bit maybe off air that we played a new starting five, first time all year that we've done that. We had two freshmen in the lineup with Coyvin and Gilbert, and we were interested to see how Josiah Gilbert would play. And he played some great golf and shot 66 the second round and looked pretty comfortable out there. He's just a high skill set guy. So we were extremely proud of those five guys. And then they played great. But I never would have thought we'd have won by 34 shots. I mean, hopefully we can just keep the momentum going and keep that confidence level high.
Talk about the tournaments that J.M. Butler and Brendan Valdez had for you, coach.
Well, they played great. I mean, it's nice to see, you know, Brendan. First of all, Brendan's been a workhorse for us all year. I mean, he's been a stalwart in the lineup. He's ranked eighth in the country. He's on pace to be a first-team All-American. And he just had a phenomenal year, but he's a super talented kid that's worked hard on his game to improve. And, you know, J.M. Butler is a guy that's a two-time All-American and, you know, a three-time All-SEC guy. And just to see him kind of – he played great in the fall, and he struggled some this spring. You know, he made an equipment change, and he struggled a little bit with his golf swing. But he's right back on the right track now. He's swinging the club well, and he's starting to play some really, really good golf for at the right time of the year for us.
Have you ever been to a tournament as a head coach, and this is year number 23 for you, where a team not only won by as many strokes as it did, 34, but you're the top five finishers – individually, we're all orange and blue as well.
I was talking to Golf Week yesterday, and they were writing a piece on it. I've never seen it in my 23 years. And not that I don't look at every result of every tournament that goes on throughout the country. It's almost impossible to follow college golf in that capacity. But, I've never seen it. I've never seen one through five. And in our six-man, Reed Lauderdale played as an Indy, finished tied for seventh. So I think it shows the depth of our team. I mean, team is deep. And, you know, the hardest part now is coaches got to make decisions that are tough. And, you know, but we'll do what we think's best for Auburn, and we'll play the hot hands.
And it's not as though you were playing an easy golf course either. I mean, Mossy Oaks, that's a tough golf course to play.
Yeah, you know, it played really – actually, the 36-hole day, I thought it played pretty easy for these guys. These guys are so good, right? I thought, you know, they could drive the ball so far now and they hit a lot of good iron shots and made some putts. But the pin plays for the hole locations were very difficult. I mean, this is what we'll see in the NCAA championship. So I would say that Coach Smith at Mississippi State did a good job setting up the golf course to prepare the teams for postseason. The last 3 hours, the last day, the wind blew about 20 miles an hour. And it made it very, very difficult. And I thought we did not play as well those last 9 or 10 holes. But the weather had something to do with that.
Spoken like a true coach.
No doubt.
All right, turn the page.
Always be better, right?
That's exactly right. All right, turn the page now as you get ready for the SEC Championships at Seaside. Just talk about the schedule now for your team, training-wise, and when do you make that final determination on your lineup for SECs?
We made it last night. We're meeting with the players today. We'll let them know individually kind of what our decision was. But Coach Alexander and Coach Williams and I met for about an hour and a half last night and talked a lot of different scenarios. But we did what we think is best for Auburn. Just right now, just kind of less is more for us. Just let them kind of do their thing. I mean, school was a very, very important part, most important part of what we're doing right now, too. And the last week of class is next week. You know, we're going to miss 4 of the 5 days, which is not ideal, headed into final exams. So, you know, making sure they take care of their academics. And they're kind of practicing on their own. They did yesterday a little bit. Most of the guys were out there. And they'll be out there today. We'll probably play Saturday, just kind of get them back in that play mode a little bit. We'll probably try to play Saturday morning. And then they can practice some in their afternoon on their own. And then we'll you know, pack up and get ready to go on Tuesday morning. And the golf course, you know, Andy, I talked to him Tuesday night and I said, listen, here's the truth. You know, we have not played well there the last couple of years, for whatever reason, whether they like the golf course or don't like the golf course, they need to fall in love with it for 4 days or 5 days or whatever it is next week. And you know, figure out how they're going to play it. And I said, just go there and play like athletes, because the teams prior to this, we had a lot of success there. I mean, we won in 2018 and we dominated stroke play in 2019. And of course, 2020, we didn't play and we haven't played well since there on that golf course. So hopefully we'll go and play like athletes and not like uptight nerds. So
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's what I told him. I just said, listen, if you play like athletes and just go beat, you know, and just go play golf, you're going to play very, very well. But if you go up there thinking we have to play well, it's an important week, and you're uptight, and you're adding pressure, you're adding stress to your game, then you're not going to play well. And I think that's what they've done the last couple of years. It almost means too much to them, but they just need to go play golf and just do what they've been doing. It's no different than anything else.
Talk about the format that you're getting ready for Seaside, Coach.
It's a long week. You know, we play practice on Tuesday, we play stroke play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then the top eight go to match play. So it'll be quarterfinals on Saturday and semifinals that day, which is tough. Like, you win a quarterfinal match and then you go right into the semifinals. There's a lot of emotion in match play. And it's hard to close out teams in match play. It's very difficult. And then you go into semifinals Saturday afternoon. Then, you know, if you win that match, you're into the finals on Sunday, which is, you know, on TV. So you get a little chance to get some rest Sunday morning. Then you go out there and hopefully compete and win a championship.
What does this team need to do to win a championship, Coach?
Just be an athlete, relax, go play golf. Don't get caught up in the moment. Just, you know, the hole's the same size, the ball's the same size, and just go be you, be the best version of you, and everything's going to be just fine. This team is super talented, and they've had 7 wins this year, and they're very, very impressive to watch. So hopefully we'll have a good week this week and get comfortable with the golf course and be ready to go.
With 7 wins this season and 4 in a row going in and that number one ranking, there's no question that there's a target on the back of the Auburn golf squad going in there, isn't there?
I think they like that, though. I think the players like it. Listen, they know, too. I mean, listen, 9 of the top 25 are SEC. You know, when Oklahoma and Texas would join, that would be 11. So you have almost half the top 25 is the SEC. But that's why you come and play at Auburn. Now, you want to compete against the best. But, I mean, you're going to have Tennessee and Alabama and Vanderbilt and Ole Miss and Arkansas. And I mean, the list goes on. Texas A&M and Georgia. They're all so good. So you just got to go out there and just perform. You got to play well and realize that, you know, we're going to have to make some birdies and we're going to have to take it pretty low. But we have a lot of confidence. You know, the guys believe in themselves and they believe in each other. So, you know, I look forward to next week and I think we're going to play well and hopefully we can get an individual title out of it as well.
Wish you all the best, Coach. Safe travels. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Nick Kleinert on This Week in Auburn Men's Golf.